When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We have been following very closely the case of Sean Meehan. Sean is the County Tipperary pensioner who actually only joined us on the programme on Monday to update us on his case. Sean is the man who's been taken to court. He's been prosecuted by Tipperary County Council and they want him to remove his log cabin from his own land that he built. And his argument is, if I take down that log cabin, I'm going to be homeless. I've got nowhere else to live. And it's one of those stories, I think, that has really captured the imagination of people all over the country. Because when I was talking with Sean on Monday, he says he can't get over the number of calls he's getting from other people around the country who are either in similar situations that they're fearful the council are going to find out about a log cabin structure or about a mobile home that has been erected, and for others the council has found out and has asked them to remove it. Well, Helen O'Sullivan, who is running as an independent candidate in the Bantry area in the upcoming local elections, has contacted us because she is raising the issue of a case of a woman living in West Cork. Good morning to you, Helen.
Good morning, Patricia. Thank you very much for having me
on. Well, you're very welcome. Now, at this stage, we're not naming the lady. Do you want to say where she is in West Cork, or do you want to keep that totally anonymous?
Yeah. She's living in Ballydehob in West Cork, Patricia.
Ballydehob, okay. And you've actually sent on the pictures and whatever. Okay. Give us the background to this lady, where she's living and how the situations of her living space and how that all came about.
Absolutely. This lady rang me yesterday. She was in an awful way. She's very stressed, Patricia, because she's afraid she'll become homeless herself and her pets. So she's living in Ballydehob, and she rang me to come out and have a look at it, which I did. It's an absolutely fabulous place, as you can see from the photographs I sent you. She purchased 3 acres there in 2019. She applied for planning permission. She was refused. She appealed it, Patricia. She was refused again. And she was refused on the grounds that she was told that she is not local and that she couldn't get planning. Now, this lady, Patricia, has been working in the area and living in the area for the last 18 years. She has put in a beautiful mobile home. She's landscaped the whole area. This was only 3 acres of scrub before she went in there, Patricia. And it's absolutely fabulous, as you can see from the photos.
She has done an amazing job. Beautifully landscaped gardens as you drive in. It's looking at the photographs, a very rural area.
Absolutely. And I mean, she really transformed the place. She planted 80 trees. She put in a lovely pond, lovely stonework, beautiful flowers. The whole place just looks absolutely amazing. Very picturesque down there in Ballydehob. Now, the only problem is, Patricia, she's after getting an enforcement notice and she's going to be taken to court on the 22nd of May. Now, as you can imagine, this has brought huge stress on her. You know, she has 3 lovely pets. She has nowhere to go. The council want her to remove the mobile home and return the land, imagine, back to the way she got it, which was just complete scrub.
Before she
moved in there.
It's the identical case to Sean Meehan's.
Absolutely.
They've asked him to... And when he moved into his site, it was actually a dump. There was white goods and everything. Yeah. And he had cleared all that. And he's been told he's got to return it as well. It is just making no sense. And this lady, again, similar to Sean, Helen, I take it she's nowhere else to live.
She has nowhere else to live, Patricia. And her parents are actually living nearby. And they're in their 80s. And they have mobility issues. And I mean, to add to the stress that this woman has to put up with, she had a breast cancer scare last year. And had to have surgery to remove a growth, and she had reconstructive surgery in November. Now, she also has other growths as well, Patricia, that needs to be checked on a regular basis, and she has been told by her surgeon to avoid stress. Now, you can imagine what's going through this poor woman's head. It's awful. You know, it really is for her and her parents.
Has she her own water, her own sewerage, all of that?
She does. She does indeed, Patricia. She has her own water, her own sewerage, electricity. She wants to put up solar panels. I mean, the woman, she's an amazing lady, what she's done there, and the place just looks fabulous. It really does. It'll put a lot of us to shame. Beautiful driveway coming in. You know, the landscaping is second to none. You know, so I suppose, you know, unfortunately, Patricia, what I see here and the reason why I'm running in the local election is because I feel that common sense is not so common anymore. I am asking the council here to use a common sense approach and give this lady her planning. You know, the woman is going through enough stress already, not to be adding to it. And, you know, when I'm asking the council to give her the planning, I don't mean for her to reapply again. She's done this two or three times, Patricia. Give the lady her planning. Reduce the backlog. Why make this woman go through more stress, cost her more money? You know, it really doesn't make sense. She has already applied for the planning.
But does the whole planning area need to be? We're in a housing crisis. And, you know, here's somebody who bought a bit of land, you know, didn't want to build the Taj Mahal. It wasn't that they wanted to build something that was going to be so out of the way that it was, you know, going to be a blight on the land site. All she wanted to do was put up a little wooden structure, a little mobile home. Like, I can't understand why they're turning down so many people who want to build.
It's crazy. Like, this lady is doing absolutely everything right, you know. As you have mentioned, we're in a housing crisis that this government will never solve, unfortunately, Patricia. There's no point saying they will, they won't. So, like, here we have this lady. She bought her land. She's been living in the area for over 18 years. She's lived and worked here. All she wants to do is build a house. They've refused her. She put in a beautiful mobile home. Now they want her to demolish that. Imagine, take this poor lady back to court or to court in May. Put her through all of that, the stress of all that. It just doesn't make sense.
And I'm assuming, did she think that when she got turned down for the building of a house, did she think she'd be okay to put in a mobile home there?
Well, she had nowhere else to go, Patricia, you see. She couldn't, like, as you know, you can't get a house to rent for love or money. You know, there's nowhere around West Cork or anywhere in this country, unfortunately, you know, due to this housing crisis.
Or if it is, it's
crisis
too expensive.
That we're experiencing.
Yeah.
So I suppose the most sensible thing that we'd all would do there is put in a mobile home and hope to God, you know, that they give her planning or have some leniency. You know, they seem to be putting, you know, obstacles in our way the whole time. This lady is doing everything right, but they seem to be putting a lot of red tape in our way and stopping her. But yet, they can put up modular homes overnight for people coming into this country. So it would look like to me, Patricia, then we're running a two-tier system in this country. And that is, there's one law for this poor lady out in Ballyhob. One planning law for her, but there's zero law for people coming into the country overnight. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, the modular homes is for the Ukrainian refugees, but yeah, I absolutely accept the point.
You know
that
what I'm saying? Why have one law for one and another for the other?
What frustrates me is if this poor woman has to remove this mobile home, she then has to present herself to the council as homeless. So she then becomes a problem for the council because they then have to try and find her somewhere to live. And, you know, what? She'll end up in emergency accommodation. You know, living in a B&B where she can't take her animals.
This is it. And they won't even take her animals. Or will they end up putting her on, you know, on the side of the street in a tent like they've done with those migrants that have come into the country, which is inhumane. They shouldn't be doing that. I think it's reckless of our government the way they're treating these people coming into the country. We have a huge housing crisis here, Patricia. They shouldn't be adding to it. I think we have, you know, they should use a common sense approach. And that is what has prompted me to run in the local elections.
Okay.
You know, like I've mentioned, unfortunately, common sense is not so common.
Somebody says, are you not allowed to have a mobile home on your land? I thought a mobile home, but I suppose it's the fact that it's connected to electricity, water and sewerage, is it? Is that the reason that it's...
Yeah, she has, like, she's doing everything right and she went for retention and everything and everything's been thrown at her. They're giving her no leniency at all whatsoever.
Has anyone from the planning department come out and actually looked at it? Walked around?
I actually don't know, to be honest with you. I know she's had her architect out there and he's looked at it and he's submitted the planning again for her.
That's all cost as well. All right, listen. Keep us informed on this one, Helen. But and wish that lady well. I really do.
Absolutely.
But keep us informed.
I will, of course, Patricia. All right. And just on another note, you know, myself and the local community will continue to support her. And, you know, if we have to go protesting, we will.
Okay.
You know, we will do exactly like Sean Meehan has done in New Inn in Tipperary.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make sense, Patricia.
we leave it there. Thank you for that.
Thank you so
that
much.
Is Helen O'Sullivan, who is running as an independent candidate in the upcoming local elections in the Bantry area.